Welcome millions upon millions, perhaps billions, of faithful podcast listeners. We are your hosts, Jason Kimber and Dave Simmons. We'll bring you along with us as we share life stories from our experiences living in small towns.
Or in Jason's case, an unincorporated community.
That's true. Along with genius suggestions for solving world problems and a whole lot of laughs.
This is the Small Towns Podcast. Well, welcome to 2022, Jason. I'm Dave Simmons, joined by my good buddy Jason Kimber on the Small Towns Podcast. 2022, we made it.
And it's not any small accomplishment that we did.
Well, for some people.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about it.
I mean, I feel good. 2021, I feel like 2021 is getting a lot of bad rap. Mm-hmm. Hashtag COVID.
Yeah. I mean, there's some bad stuff about it, but there's some awfully good stuff about it.
Yeah, some great things. 2021 wasn't all that bad.
I've never looked so good.
Exactly. I feel you look great.
Thank you. I'm going to take that back right now. I'm going to retract that last comment. I don't feel so good. I don't look so good.
I don't either. And I'm here to tell you, buddy, it's, I don't know if it's now that I'm 44 that I can't do certain things, but like, the other night, I was just pounding some of the holiday treats that come this time of year. And then I went right to bed and I'm like, oh, I don't feel so good.
You can't be eating after about 9 o'clock.
No,
I think
it's like I'm a gremlin. Like I might turn into something.
Yeah. It's rough. It's just something I feel like we should write down things for people that are beginning turning 40. Back when I was turning 40 and a lot of friends were turning 40 right after me, I'll just shoot them a text. Hey, welcome to 40. Stay vigilant on your ear hair because it's going to be there. You gotta get after that stuff. Otherwise, you're gonna hear rustling when you walk.
To that very point, I was sitting down with my niece at the dinner table a short time ago. She looks at me, profile, and she says to me, Jason, you got some hair on that nose we need to take care of. Not in the nose, on the nose.
Like on top of it.
Like right, yeah. Like
coming out the top.
Like it's coming out the top. And I'm like, Liv, you gotta help me. I mean, I can't see it.
I mean, you do have access to mirrors, right?
Yeah, but it's tiny. Maybe it's profile.
Well, the other day, I had a hair growing right out of the middle of my forehead.
Like a unicorn?
Yes. I was like a baby unicorn. Well, not a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like a middle-aged unicorn. But it was the slight, I mean, at one angle, you could see it in the light. The other angle, you couldn't. So who knows how long it was there. I just never noticed. But it was bing right out the front.
I think that's something that we have to just, I don't know what the word is, like we just have to accept, Dave, that once you turn 40, I've never heard of ear growing or hair growing right out of your forehead, but put it on the list of ears,
I hadn't
nose.
Either. You got to stay vigilant with
neck.
With body hair.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
Not good.
And that's why our sweet wives, I mean, sweet wives out there, you know, we hate to put another thing on your plate, but you got to make sure that we don't have hair in places that...
We can't be unseemly.
No, unseemly. Sometimes you see ears that are so full of hair, and you think, how are you even hearing anything?
Well, it's a rustling. It's a soft rustle everywhere. It's like they're walking around in a windstorm with leaves everywhere.
It's like, do you hear that?
Do you hear that? No, I don't hear anything. It's like
coming.
A small rustling noise. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
Oh, buddy. New Year's resolutions.
I have done.
But if I am being candid, if I were to look back at all of my New Year's resolutions, and seeing as I should have 40 plus of them, I don't know when you start, but you know, maybe kindergarten.
I don't know.
39, 40
it
years.
It seems
of
like
them.
They start pushing them on you when you're real early.
But
like, hey, what's your New Year's resolution? I don't know. I'm 6.
Exactly. I'd like to learn to read.
Yeah.
Working on my multiplication.
I'd like to get this Band-Aid off one of these days. I'd like this Band-Aid not to hurt when I pull it off. That's about
goal.
It.
But I think I'm probably the poster child of a failed New Year's resolution. Because if I had kept all my New Year's resolution, Dave, you would be looking across the table of somebody who has lost 50 pounds, toned up,
bronzed up,
learned a new language and the piano. And
boondoggle.
Exactly. Now I can braid a boondoggle. Like, so when you ask me if I'm a New Year's resolution guy, I want to be, but I obviously have yet to keep one. And if we're looking, you know, from an actuarial standpoint, I'm on the downhill slope, probably.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I'm
not going to sugarcoat it.
Exactly. So I don't know. I guess, and then you always hear, you know what? you don't need the new year to make a resolution. Just strive each day to be the best you can be. I'm like, oh, well, that seems nice, but I don't really want to be that guy today.
Yeah. I don't want to do it. I don't want a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. I mean, no, do you? Have you ever done them? No.
I don't want to do it. No. seems like something I don't really care to do.
Really?
What do I have to do? Okay, Jason. Okay. Why don't you give me a New Year's resolution? You're going to give me my New Year's resolution. Okay. Do you want me to stand up?
No, no need, because I'm not going to go. Well, listen, you're fantastic. You look fantastic.
I'm putting out the vibe
right now. Yeah, he is. I tell you what. You're a tiger. You're Tony the Tiger.
Work it.
If I was going to set a new... I don't know how healthy this is, but let's run with it.
I don't want to take my shirt off.
No, you don't have to do that. Okay. I think what I'm going to do here, though, is I would set the New Year's resolution for you to open up your heart.
Okay. You can stop right there. I'm not opening my heart.
Open up your cold heart to the family-friendly celebration and holiday of Halloween. He's leaving. He's out. The door's opening. Oh, I locked you in. That's creepy. He's out and he's gone. So that's a no, huh?
That is a hard no.
That's a hard no.
Like a hard pass no.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go. I don't know how healthy this is. What if, because I know a little bit about you,
okay.
What if I gave you the New Year's resolution to arise every morning at 5:30 a.m.?
Nope.
Again, out the door. So I don't think it matters.
That's
who
the
sets
thing
them.
Is, I've
yeah.
thought about all these
what
things.
Do you think? Maybe give a couple to me.
You're perfect.
I could lose some lbs.
What are you, 2.5 spins?
Yeah, I'll be on a good day.
That's 2.5 spins. You look great.
Yeah, I feel great.
You're what, 6 foot?
6 foot four.
4.5.
I would like some of this to be more firm. You know, more muscly.
No, that's really weird.
I picked two for you, though. I mean, it's hard. Don't make me cry.
I'm just telling you, you're practically perfect in every way, just like Mary Poppins.
What if we had an idea, though? What if we, you have maybe floated this idea up before. What if we did a whole podcast? This could probably be a whole podcast that we would just go out into the world, and the title of it would be, I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder.
Here's what your problem is. Do you know what your problem is?
Exactly. Think of that as a title for another podcast show.
Oh, I've been thinking about it. Susie thinks I should start a consulting firm that's called Do You Know What Your Problem Is? You know what? I'll tell you what your problem is.
I'm
so glad you asked. Even if you didn't ask, I'm going to tell you what your problem is.
I got a lot of problems
you
with
know
you people.
When you said maybe me in like embracing Halloween.
Yeah.
That's equivalent to me saying to you, here's your New Year's resolution, Jason.
Okay.
Not one trip to McDonald's in a full year. Oh, he's leaving.
He's out.
There goes the door.
Are you kidding me? Like, if I...
Listen, he's back. Okay. He's back.
I'm back. If I did that, Dave, if I left...
You'd lose friends.
I'd lose friends, and I wouldn't get... This is, like, just recently, it is the Christmas... I mean, we just finished up the Christmas season... 2022, but had I abandoned McDonald's, I would not have gotten my annual Christmas present that I get from the South Logan McDonald's every year.
That to be on a list where you're receiving an annual Christmas present from your local McDonald's?
Yes.
I mean, that's special.
Thank you. I think so. So I'll take back the...
That's an equivalent.
Yeah, it is, and it's fair, and it's not fair.
We're not doing it. I'm not going to do that.
I love McDonald's.
But you guys go. It's a social part too.
It is. It's a group of us. I mean, so there's always three of us, and occasionally a fourth will join. It's Mark and Nick. Those are the standbys, and occasionally our buddy Reese will join as well. But we solve a lot of the world's problems over a Coke and a sausage egg McMuffin.
First thing in the morning.
Oh, and it is so delicious.
There's really nothing in the morning that is worth it for me. Like,
really?
No. Early stuff, I'm out. I'd rather sleep.
Perfect world, what time would you like to get up?
Well, that's embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't think... See, it's a stigma. We gotta get that out of there because you know what I'm tired of hearing? This could be what you know what your problem is?
Yeah.
I'm tired of people saying that only successful people are early risers and only successful people make their bed. I don't do either one of those things.
I think successful people get up early in the morning.
But I don't think it's a...
Which is why I'm never going to be successful.
You are successful.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. That's very not nice. A prerequisite. What if you do the best bulk of your work, maybe mid-afternoon? Maybe you're a mid-afternoon person.
That's what I am.
Or a late morning person.
And if I had to pick a morning or night, I'm a night guy.
Oh, for sure I am too.
But Susie claims that she's neither. I'm like, well, you got to pick one.
You got to be one.
You're either a morning person or a night person. But you got to, and she goes, oh, I'm more of a day person. I'm like, that's not right. You got to pick right. something.
Maybe she's a little vampire in her.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I think you have to be a night person.
Oh, wait, I messed that up.
Well, I mean, I'd like to pick some New Year's resolutions for people. Certain people out there.
We don't need to name names, but yeah, let's flesh some of these out.
Yeah, let me tell you this. Pet peeve of mine. Okay. Number like 85 on a list of 360.
Okay.
Okay. You're at a green light. Okay, but you're trying to turn left.
I'm at a green light. I'm trying to turn left across traffic.
Yes. So okay. You're waiting as traffic goes, and you're waiting for your time to be able to go.
Yes.
But you're also behind another car.
Okay.
That car in front of you needs to be out in that intersection.
Agreed.
Get out there. Yeah, I mean, I've been known to be like with my hand on top of the wheel, like pushing, like, go on.
Like, shoot.
Go on. Yeah, get out there. Because if only one car makes it through that intersection after it turns yellow, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It should be two of you are essentially out in the intersection. One of you are all the way out there. The other one is maybe half the car length.
Because don't you think at least three people should be able to go?
At least three should be able to get through that.
Yeah.
So get out there.
Get out.
If they're waiting at the crosswalk with its green and you have no chance, ooh, that makes me angry. If you're at a green arrow, be ready, man. When that green arrow is showing, I want to see you skirting around that thing. Yeah, I need the back end of your car to be Dan Granging the thing right out, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to go. You got to go.
That's why they do it, because if you don't, then that is where, I bet that's where the original traffic jam started.
I think so.
Some guy just doing it at a green arrow.
I think that's a New Year's resolution I'd like to set for all of humanity. Is that fair?
It's fair. It's fair, and all of humanity would be better off. Now, when you said that, when you shared that resolution, and I agree 100%, unfortunately, one time, and I was serving an LDS mission in Australia, and I was on a bike, but I was kind of trying to do equivalent to the same thing. I was trying to turn, well, there I was turning right across traffic. Again, you know, they're driving on the opposite side of the road than we're used to here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to turn across traffic, but there was no light. It was just a two-lane road, and I'm trying to turn right. And the cars are just a coming.
And when you say right, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
It's like me saying left, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to turn left. Traffic is coming, and there's no break in the traffic. Well, I'm starting to get nervous. All of a sudden, I look behind me. The cars are just stacking up deep.
And you're on your bike?
I'm on my bike. And I felt like they could have scooted around, but it was a narrow street. So for whatever reason, they opted not to skirt around me, and I was just literally holding up 5, 10. I looked back, and at that moment, apparently there was a break in the traffic, and my companion, Elder Bringhurst, he bolted, he shot the gap, and he made it.
And you're still
in
the intersection.
And I'm still there all by myself.
You gotta be ready.
I wasn't ready, and I'm sitting there, and finally, I'm not kidding, probably 5, 10 feet, maybe 20 cars. About 7 cars back, there's a guy, rolls down his truck window, starts thumping the side of his truck, and he'd be like, go! Go!
I'm with him. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I kind of have a problem with bikers riding within traffic, like they're part of the whole traffic system.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, because don't you think if they're going to ride traffic, they've got to at least maintain a certain miles per hour?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess on, I don't know. I don't know what the alternative is, because like, say down on Main Street, they're probably not going to be cruising their bikes on the sidewalks.
That's true. I think that's,
I don't know what the alternative is. Maybe just stay off those roads if possible. But when you're trying to, when there's bikers out in the middle of the road and you're trying to dodge them, it just doesn't seem right. Oh, Max is up.
Max.
That's the dog, folks.
That's the dog, folks. That's Max. He's our mascot, if you will. I mean, I hear you. It can be a little bit frustrating, but I don't think we can just simply ban all the bikers.
I don't think you can
either. I don't think that's a... That, I can't imagine that.
Can we ban their shorts? Here's your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that's your cancel culture right there.
Just wear something like a little more baggy over top of the other ones.
Yeah, maybe just a long t-shirt.
A muumuu. Hey, I think there's probably some reasoning behind those uniforms.
I think we even talked about this in a podcast before. I was in a bike... It was a bike race. It was the MS-150. It was a fundraiser for
sclerosis.
I talked about that.
Yep.
And again, I had to have some salve. I had some chamois butter.
Yeah.
B-U-T-T apostrophe R.
That's funny, by the way.
Yeah. But that's a good, you know, you start thinking about resolutions that we could set for other people. I could set some for my kids. I'd be like, I'd like to set the resolution for you to get up happy.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that, but I don't know that I can do that.
Well, that's true. It's not fair. But this would be a bad practice, so we won't do it. We'll do the opposite. What do you think our wives would set resolutions for us?
Mine would probably have something to do with being able to get up a little earlier on the weekends.
Yeah.
Because work days, I get up and I'm ornery.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really... Nobody talks in my house before about, well, it takes a while.
That's fair. I think it takes a little while to get the juices flowing. And
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
It takes me a good, it's going to be double digits.
Exactly.
Maybe around 10 o'clock.
Okay,
before fair. I really want to talk to anybody.
You know what I think?
Is that rude?
No, I don't think that's rude. I think you got to know yourself.
Oh, I know myself.
I know. I just thought of one that Heather would set for me. One of the things that I do, like let's say I've got a nice juicy apple that I've just pulled out of the fridge. I've washed it all up, shined it on my lapel, held it up as it gleams, and I take a picture. Now, that's a little bit dramatic. I go to cut it, and then I peel the sticker off of the apple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has like the little barcode on it. I think I've done this before.
You have.
And then I
and there's no excuse
it.
For this.
Yeah, I just stick it on the counter next to the sink.
There's no excuse for that.
Well, I
that
know.
Is okay. Your New Year's resolution.
That's what
from
Heather would
me.
Say.
You will not be putting any apple stickers on the cabinet this year, full year. And if you get that out of your system for 1 year, you'll never do it again.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes I don't know why I do it because the garbage can is literally underneath. Like, I wouldn't even have to move to put that sticker in the garbage.
Yeah, there is no excuse for this.
I do kind of like to keep a tally of how many apples I've eaten in the course of a
week. Well, all you need is one a day. They say an apple a day. That's all the guy needs.
Yeah, fair enough. But that's definitely one that she would write, that she'd set for me.
Can I ask you a question that's been eating at me?
Please.
What actually does happen at a Chinese stoplight?
You mean like a Chinese fire drill?
I can't imagine people are just running around the car.
I don't think it's a stoplight. It's called a Chinese fire drill.
We used to call it Chinese stoplight.
Are you kidding me?
You get to the stoplight, it's... I don't even know if this is appropriate anymore. I don't think you can say that.
I don't know if you can say it either, but yet in my mind, and please, I'm being sincere here, I don't even understand where, like, you'd call it a Belgian stoplight. What's the difference?
I don't know.
There's nothing special.
I don't think people are running around their cars.
I'm just more convinced about the stoplight as opposed to the fire drill. We should say fire drill because isn't the concept you're stopped at a light, which I get, so the stoplight, and then somebody yells that, and then you all got to exit the vehicle and run around it once and get back in?
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right. I don't know. But I just don't think that that at the stoplights in China, that's happening.
No,
don't think it's happening.
I don't think it's happening. I don't know where the name came from, but I don't think it's happening. Probably not the safest thing, but I've been a part of one.
Recently.
Recently?
Recently.
Who was in the car, can I ask?
Me. I was the one. I ran around the car. As well, I can't remember. Oh, you know what? It was in the McDonald's drive-thru. That's not as bad.
Yeah,
no. A little guy, we pulled up. You know how there's two lanes in those nowadays? A guy I know pulled up, and he had his little son jump out and run around the car and then hop back in. And I'm like, well, two could play that game. So I hopped out and ran around the car as well. And then I hopped back in, and I said to Susie, what do you think really happens at a Chinese stoplight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I just can't believe that that's happening.
I don't think it's a real... I mean, I don't think it's a cultural thing.
I don't think it is either. So, okay, thanks for helping me walk through that.
Good, but now all of a sudden I felt like to make it a little bit closer home to me, I'm going to refer to it as a Belgian Fire drill.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a redhead fire drill.
Ooh, I like that. It almost fits.
Yeah, it does. I'll get out and run around. Redheads do it.
Maybe part of it is like you change seats, you know what I mean? Mm. Or you got to get all the way back to your spot, though. Like a little game of duck, duck, goose on the open highway.
That doesn't sound right. Did I tell you, you know how I told you that it's, to me, here's a New Year's resolution for me.
Yeah.
Try not to take your shirt off in an inopportune location.
Don't do it. The world needs that, Dave.
I've always found that it's a funny thing.
It is funny. I'll drive down the road, drive by your house, you're mowing your lawn, I honk in the horn, and
shirt comes off.
It's like your magic mic.
That is not good for anyone, except for the person that gets a good laugh out of it. But there was one time, I think I did it to our bishop.
Oh, you did?
He wasn't the bishop at the time, but old Nick Hess was. I'm pretty sure it was.
I bet you did.
And I had a shirt and a tie on at the time. But I'm like, okay, he's up there in front of me. This is going to be funny.
Oh, so you're driving.
Like, we're driving. And okay. He's up there in front of me. And I'm like, he doesn't know I'm here. But and that's not easy. And it's not safe to take a shirt and a tie off while you're driving a motorized vehicle.
Yeah.
But it is funny to get it's that funny. Off. I'll and you pull you up that. Right next to him and you just look at him like, nothing's like, hey. Abnormal.
Yeah.
And he just glances and waves, and then he glances forward again, and he thinks, was his shirt off? And he looks over, and he sees that. And I'm going to try not to take my shirt off this year.
I actually, my New Year's resolution is to stop you from making that New Year's resolution.
Well, I'm going to try not to take my shirt off this year. You don't like it?
No, I don't like it at all. And all of a sudden, I mean, you hear that? That's the weeping. That's the tears.
Of all the people that I haven't taken my shirt off. It's probably for the best.
I know. I mean,
okay, how about this?
Okay, please.
If I can lose this belly.
Oh.
And one of these chins.
Yes.
I don't need to use all three of them. I'll just lose one of them.
If I could lose one.
Like one of my chins and some of my belly, then I'll take my shirt off again.
And I'm going to make that with you, buddy. I'm going to make that resolution with you because that's one that I need. I mean, I've been setting it for 44 years. What's another one? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Well, I haven't been setting it yet. But I think my family is supposed to go on a little trip together. And I'm going to be in the best shape of my life.
Okay, good.
I'm probably not.
But. No. When I was 40, I was in the best shape of my life, which is embarrassing to
really?
Say.
Really?
I was.
Washboard abs?
More of a, you know, sometimes they call it a six pack.
Yeah.
I was more of a party ball. Yeah. Party ball abs.
I don't even know if I'm capable of six-pack abs at 46.
I don't know if I am either, but I think you can.
I don't know if I'm willing to put in the work.
That's the kicker for me. I don't know if I'm there yet.
I don't know. There's always an excuse. It just is so much easier to just grab a quick hamburger somewhere.
I know.
And be off to the next thing.
Or maybe a sausage egg McMuffin and a large Coke with extra ice. It's delicious.
You don't have to sell me on it.
Yeah, you've heard people, and I'm not making fun of them because I'm sure it could be true for some people when they say, nothing tastes as good as being fit feels.
Bowl. That's bowl.
Bowl.
I'll tell you what tastes better. Double cheese.
Double cheese. Maybe like a large fresh fry, heavily lightly salted.
Yeah, that's all right.
That tastes
chasing
way better
that
than
with
being
a Coke
fit.
With extra ice. And we're weird with that extra ice. Do you think we are? I mean, I don't think we are because I prefer extra ice too. But there are people that say no ice.
You know? Well, you know who thinks we're weird? Craig, and he's been on the episode. He's been on the podcast.
He likes no ice.
He just says, he says to me, why do you need the extra ice? You're getting less product. I'm like, I don't need the more product. I just like it all to be cold. I think it makes a difference. And then he counters me. He says, just pull the straw up so that it's still within the middle of the ice.
It's not the same. That, I think that there's a flavor. I think with that much water in there, it's changing the flavor just a little, and I love it.
In a fantastic way.
I love it.
Love it, love it. Cool. That's why when I go into McDonald's for my breakfast, I will fill the cup to the very top of ice.
Me too.
Fill it up. Maybe I'll enjoy it. And then this may be a bit of a wasteful, but I don't go and top. I mean, I don't go and just get another one. If I haven't drank... I always struggle with
this. I know. We've both struggled.
If I haven't drank the entire Coke, I dump it out and fresh ice clear to the top again as I walk out the door.
The only problem I have with this, with your morning routine. Yeah. I can't drink a Coke that early.
Are you really?
Mm-mm. I mean, it's going to be noon before I can drink soda pop.
Mm. See, part of the problem why I need to set the other resolution about losing about, 40, 50 pounds is because I can drink a Coca-Cola morning, noon, and night.
Really?
I don't so much at night anymore because one unfortunate thing about turning into my 40s is that I got to be careful on my caffeine intake, dinner time and on.
I struggle with it too. Yeah, it makes me, I love it, by the way. The flavor is something that, quite frankly, I can't pass up, even though I know it's going to make me sick. It make my stomach aches after I drink it. I'm pretty sure it gave me a kidney stone. I could be wrong. There's a lot of things that go on wrong in my, I think that I had vertigo a couple times because of drinking soda pop.
Wow, those are some brash accusations. Yeah,
I know, it's probably, but when I go off of it, feel like $100.
Do you?
Well, not $100. No, not $100.
Yeah, so you're fine.
Yeah, but I don't have some of those ailments.
I know, and I would agree. I actually recently tried to switch to Coke Zero.
Yeah, don't do it.
Couldn't do it, so I tried Coke Cherry Zero. Marginally better, but nowhere near as good. Full-leaded Coke.
Well, you know how people say, well, you'll get used to diet.
You won't.
Well, I'm not going to suffer for whatever it takes, 2 weeks to be able to get used to it. That seems like a lot of problem. I'd rather just drink less of it and drink the good stuff.
Makes me think that at some point I'd probably get used to you punching me in the face. But you would think so. I don't want to.
Well, I think there's some merit to that. How can a boxer or an MMA guy, they get punched in the face. I'm sure they're more used to it than we are.
But I don't. Doesn't mean I want to get used to it.
Do you want to start?
Come
no
here. Way.
I'll make it a backhand, just a whack.
Just open-handed because I am a snowflake.
Soft as they get.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Ugh.
It just popped into my mind.
This doesn't entail me as dressing up as Little Bo Peep, does it?
It depends. It could, depending on what my New Year's resolution is. Because 2022 is going to be a banner year.
Yes.
I like I don't know what the word is, but I like how 2022 looks. 2022. It feels good to me.
Okay.
So I feel like it's going to be a good year. It's going to be the year that I turn 45.
Okay.
Which, that feels like a really good year. 45 almost feels younger than 44.
Okay, that's incorrect. For some reason, to me, 45 felt so much older than 44.
I like odd numbers.
Not feeling, but just the sound of 44. You're still in your early 40s.
I know.
45 is, you're there, man.
It could be different in the 40s. I'm going to have to revisit my train of thought here. But I've always enjoyed odd numbers.
That is very strange.
It is a little strange. That could be a topic for another day. But the question I have for you, you are musical in its nature, and it is 2022, and there's not a lot. We just are off the heels of Christmas, and Christmas caroling and Christmas songs is a big thing. But there's like really only a handful of New Year songs, and I can only think of one. What does Auld Lang Syne mean? Do you know?
Was that English?
I don't know. Isn't there like that, that song? It's like a New Year song. Auld Lang Syne.
You might need to Google this.
I should have Googled it beforehand, but help me. Are you kidding me?
I've never heard of Auld Lang Syne.
Yes, you have. It's a song.
No.
You've heard it.
It can't be true. I don't even know that there is a New Year's song.
It's Auld Lang Syne, and it's like a song.
Can you play it? I mean, I don't know if there's any like...
No, we'll play it. Oh, I got it. That's... I gotta skip the ad, so let me just see if I can...
Auld Lang... Can I see the spelling on this thing?
Yeah. You'll recognize it. Well, right there.
Jason, I've never seen in my life.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what that's called?
Yeah, that is. But we never knew. This is a different version. I just Googled it.
But for all acquaintance be forgot.
What does that mean? Should auld acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? S-Y-N-E.
It's probably old Celtic.
Celtic.
I don't like the Boston Celtics or anything, but I don't know. That's what comes to mind.
Felt better, yeah.
It's probably Irish.
Yeah, it feels Irish.
It does.
It feels Irish.
I feel like we should do a jig.
Maybe just a splash of Belgian.
I would like to think there's a splash of Belgian in there. Maybe, I don't know, a quarter?
Yeah, one quarter.
A quarter Belgian.
A dab will do you. That's what I've been saying a long time. Well, Dave, it's 2022.
I think we can do it. Happy New Year to you and the kids and... whoever else you want to be.
It's going to be a banner year for Small Towns Podcast.
Thanks again, folks, for listening to another episode of the Small Towns Podcast.
We're pretty sure we've changed your life for the better.
If not, well, we'll try again next time.